Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 126, in our sixth Numenera episode. In this episode, Todd couldn't make it, and we're still missing our work-overburdened friend, Jeff. But the rest of the guys struggle on. They get back to the smoking village and find a deadline. They make a few guesses, get some help, and decide to be the heroes they should be. We hope everyone is having a great holiday season. We would also like to wish Mike McConnell, creator of Nova Praxis, a happy birthday. So Mike, happy birthday. Comments, critique, and general feedback, as well as happy birthday wishes to Mike, can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook. Or stop by our RPGCrosstalk.com forum. You can also listen to us on Stitcher or iTunes. And hey, leave us a review. Enjoy the show.
Now that we're fully healed and rested, the town's on fire. What are we going to do now?
Not yet. First off, hey, I'm Roy. I'll be your GM tonight. We're going to play Numenera. And to my left is...
I'm Joe. I'll be playing Ian Frey.
And Ian Frey is a...
Well, I forgot my character sheet.
Uh-oh.
So he's something that's something who does something.
Oh, come on. We figured that out.
He's a clever Jack who controls gravity.
Okay. And
I'm Jason, playing Obese, who's a mystical Jack who fuses flesh and steel.
I'm Doug. I'm playing Grom the Bookworm. He is a learned nano who talks to machines.
I'm Bill. I'm playing Olean, a mystical glaive that carries a quiver.
Okay, so this is where we were when we finished last time. You guys had been run through the ringer for pretty much 24 straight hours. However, you did manage to find the young old one.
Mm-hmm.
And in editing the podcast before last, I suddenly realized I'd left out a kid. There were two girls and one boy. So There were four kids, well, four total, three kids and one young old one.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the boys. I just remember the two
girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There were three of them. Anyways, you got them all back, including your new friend, Dolores. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Anyways, you come out of the caverns under the island. You are heading back towards town. You see that the town is on fire.
Oh.
It is getting towards morning.
I'm taking a nap under a nice tree, and I'm going to let that thing burn because I need to heal up.
Don't forget your girl in that town.
Okay, let's go.
Go see Jinx, right?
Okay, well, we head back towards town.
You get back into town. Not the entire town is not on fire. Most of the buildings, though, are. And you see that there are a few people lying in the streets being tended to by others.
These are different people than what were lying in the streets when we left?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, before you had a couple of dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been several hours now. So the people you saw that were dead and laying there before have been moved out.
So how were these people injured?
Well, I don't know. Would you like to go talk to somebody?
Is the mayor
around?
Mayor is not, well, yes he is. However, he is in no condition to speak with anyone.
Okay, well I have to find Jinx.
Jinx is actually with the mayor.
Who is in no condition as well?
No, she's actually tending to the mayor.
Okay.
You go over there?
Yeah.
Well, let's go talk to Jinx and the mayor and find out what's going on.
Jinx is tending to the mayor. She's, wrapping a bandage around his head. He's bandaged up in his, torso and his arm and his leg. He looks like he's been beaten pretty severely, but he is still alive. And Jinx looks up and she sees you with her sister.
Yes.
You tearful reunion.
Oh, yes. She starts crying and screaming and, oh, yeah. Incoherent, completely incoherent.
Right.
As women are wont to do.
As women tend to be.
That is Doug at RusackGamers.com.
Oh, seriously? I offended our female audience? I'm sorry, Roy's mom.
No, I think you're probably married to the only female. Yeah.
She's laughing so, right now.
So, yeah. Okay. Doug's wife, you know where to find him.
Mm-hmm. Go upstairs.
Okay, so I wrap my arms around Jinx and tell her, give her a brief deal about, you know, we found these electrical guys and the hollow doors, and I rescued your little sister. What the heck happened here?
A little while after you left, we had finally gotten everything taken care of. We got the injured and were moved off the streets. The dead were taken over to the temple, and everything was starting to quiet down when a bunch of masked, I get, they could have been men, but they were huge. They came up the middle of the street, and they were just hollering for everyone to come out. And so we did, and they told us they wanted her back. And we had no idea who that is. Do you know who she is?
Where's Dolores at this time?
She is hiding behind Olean.
Well, I presume that she's talking about Dolores, but I don't know for sure.
Who's Dolores?
This young...
what the hell is that?
Yeah, don't scare her. She's a young old one. We don't necessarily know what that means yet. But there are others like her that are bigger and much more dangerous.
You also know from what she told you last time that she is from another dimension.
She evidently is from another dimension, Jinx.
The people that came looking for her, in air quotes, were they tall with giant eyes?
No, we really couldn't see their eyes. Their entire heads were wrapped in red cloth. And just, you know, where the eye slit should be, it was just, you couldn't see anything. It was just dark.
This town has no luck.
I looked down.
We used to.
I looked down at Dolores for confirmation.
It sounds like the group that originally was trying to kidnap me. These creatures that you rescued me from, they were another faction.
The electrical creatures?
Yeah.
So these are definitely not your people.
No.
Okay.
But I'm not going home.
Of course not.
No, you're safe with us. What do you know about this other faction? Are they near here? Are they?
We've never seen them before. They came from near the salt flats, where the salt flats and the island meet.
Isn't that everywhere?
Well, she true. She's in her mind. She is indicating the most direct route down to the shoreline.
Is that the direction where we left the sphere?
It's where you found the sphere.
Okay, where we found the sphere, yeah.
The shell?
The shell, yeah.
Okay.
So where did the people that attacked the town go, Jinx?
Well, when we told them we didn't know who they were talking about, we had no idea what was going on. They beat up a few of them. The mayor tried to stop them, and he got cut. And then they just started burning the place down, and no one else got hurt, but... We don't know why they just started incinerating everything. They left some disc over there, but none of us have even come close to even touching it.
Well, that's all
like
us.
Directly in the middle of town.
Why don't we take a little bit of break, rest up, and then go play with the disc.
Just in case.
There is no immediate threat.
Well, these creatures are gone.
Well, I'm going to go retire. I'm going to go retire and take a nap. You guys got these fires under control, right?
And while you guys aren't looking, Dolores walks over to the disc.
Hey,
don't touch that.
She reaches down and touches it.
Oh.
No.
We get 2 experience for that, right?
If it happens to all of us, we only get 1.
As... It's not a GM intrusion because,
aren't they all though?
It's not a GM intrusion is what I'm saying.
Okay. So what happens?
She touches it. And as you all kind of freak out, she's like,
relax. It's a message.
Great.
It's
well,
just...
burning down the village was a message.
Yeah.
No, I think that was an exclamation point.
Mm.
Is it going to spit up
the
a smart hologram?
Ones.
The smart one's right.
Ooh, look at you.
Yes. A 10-foot tall, vaguely man-shaped hologram springs forth from the disc. He is wrapped in... He looks almost as if he's standing there, except you can just see through him. So it's not like a Star Wars type of hologram where they're all bluish. I mean, it's color. He stands there and, he looks down at you and says, "The destruction of this town was a warning. You have 7 days. We will return for the child. Find her and bring her here." And then it disappears.
Yep. Let's get rested. How big is this disc?
Oh, 6 inches across.
Take it.
Okay.
Might come in handy.
It's got not really runes or sigils, but it's got markings in it.
Play, record, rewind.
Perhaps. Not rewind though.
Cause it's not kind.
Yeah. And, Dolores points out, don't touch this spot. It'll, unless you want to hear it again. And don't touch this one because it'll make it erase.
Which one makes it record?
This one right here.
Cool.
But if you record, it'll record over the previous message.
You rock, little guy.
I know a few things.
Mm. Okay. We need somewhere to crash.
Well, the fires are pretty much burning themselves out. Not much you can do. Everyone is... bunking down over at the tavern area, and the nearby church has some space on the floor too. So church or tavern?
Well, tavern it is.
Tavern it is. Absolutely.
There's a little space left over there. It's where Jinx is.
We need to find a little hoodie windbreaker for Dolores.
Dolores.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find like a little like a little cloak, little poncho type thing with the hood. Sort of like what Luke wears in Star Wars.
I was thinking more like E.T. When he was wearing Elliot's
like
hoodie.
Like wears in Star Trek?
No, more like what Luke's wearing on Tatooine when you first see him. He's got a little poncho with a hood on it.
Okay.
Okay.
He started it.
I have a bedroll. I will unroll it and crawl into it.
Me too.
Okay. It is towards morning. You guys, they understand that you guys have been out rescuing the children. The town is more than fine about, you know, making sure that you guys have your own room and that you can rest.
I don't know about them, but I think we're pretty good until tomorrow.
Okay.
Unless you're going to do something evil to us.
Not just yet.
Mm.
So we can fully recover?
Yeah. The next, you know, later that day, rather, you guys wake up. What do y'all want to do?
Wait until tomorrow so we get our...
Well, that's healing game terms. What do y'all want to do when you wake up? I understand what you're getting at, Bill. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
What do y'all want to do today?
Okay, hold on. So, hand waving, we're all healed?
Hand waving, tomorrow you'll be healed. I mean, I understand it. You guys want to rest, you want to be healed. This is what you need. I understand that.
We only get 2 or 3 dice worth of healing. Some of us might not be healed.
Right.
Townsfolk can help you.
I'm pretty handy with the healing, though.
And there's townsfolk that can help, too.
Okay, so hand waving, we're all healed.
The next, yeah, it'll take a day, but you guys will be treated, and we can make sure you're healed up.
Okay.
That helps me a great deal because I forgot my character sheet.
So, how much sleep did we get?
You get as much as you want.
Okay, so you're saying this is the next day now.
It is the next day, but is not the next evening. Let's say you guys went to sleep around 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's like noon or something like that.
It's 14 o'clock.
Okay.
Noon. Noon in this world is 14 o'clock.
28 hours in a day.
So let's get some grub and talk to the townspeople about what they saw.
Sounds good to me.
Sure. You guys, Jinx comes in, checks on you guys, says she's got her sister taken care of, and her mom and dad are at the house. Their place wasn't touched.
And they're so very grateful for
charming
Ian Frey and his troop.
Well, mostly they're thankful for Olean and his, you know, squat little friend.
Okay, we wake up. Are we going to take the...
So y'all were tired. Y'all got about 10 hours of sleep. It's 14 o'clock. You went to sleep around 4 in the morning.
Yeah. I'm starving.
Oh, yeah. There's a communal lunch downstairs. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they had been planning to eat, you know, for the festival. And they're just making sure everyone's fed before they have to start rebuild the town.
Let's get some food.
Okay. Yeah. Come downstairs.
Talk to the villagers and try to find out how many tall ones there were and what they were armed with. And
there were 10 plus the leader.
That sounds bad.
Yeah. The mayor's still laid up, but he gets some help and comes down to talk with you. He's like, I never saw anything like this before.
And they were just relentlessly torching the place.
Yeah. They were throwing
people up.
They were throwing fire from their hands.
Great.
Did you all fight back? Anybody use weapons?
I tried to fight back when they beat me near to death, and I don't guess anyone else stood up.
Were you using any, were you just bashing them with like a stick, or were you fighting with?
I had my shepherd's crook. It's now in several pieces.
Hey, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
You know there's a whole community of semi-intelligent, giant centipede things living in a cave not far that way?
Well, the GM will say they're not giant.
You said they're man-sized.
They're giant for centipedes, but, you know, the way you put it, I sound like you meant that they were like 50 feet tall.
They were 50 feet tall. We are lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
The perils that this man went through to save his love's daughter.
He looked at you and goes, what centipedes?
Yeah, cave, that way.
You might hall want to of meet him. Doors.
What cave? What hall? What are you all talking about?
We chased some frogmen down a cave that's about, 300 meters outside of town. And there was a hall of doors down there. It was different doorways to different dimensions. We had to go through one. We fought some crazy electrical creatures that were still not really sure what they were all about to rescue the kids.
It's the first I've ever heard of it. We've lived here for generations. No one's ever said anything about a cave?
Cave.
No one. There's no...
Filled with dimensional doorways.
You might want to go meet your neighbors at some point.
That is really strange, and that's saying a lot.
That might be where all these people or creatures are coming from.
No, these seem to come from the salt flats.
Speaking of, do we want to go get our crab? Or do we just want to leave it out there?
We should probably go check on it. Well, if we think they went back to the salt flats, we should go back and see if there's any extra holes in the salt.
Stop on the crab site. They couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Because Grom over there convinced the door that it didn't want to open for a day.
Right.
And it hasn't yet been a day.
So
the mayor asks you, gentlemen, what do you plan on doing then? This wants this little girl in six days now.
We need you to protect Dolores, and we'll go deal with the guys.
Okay, how do you plan on dealing with these creatures?
One at a time.
We're handy.
Okay. He just starts laughing. He's like, he didn't even know what to think about you guys. He's confused, but okay. We'll try and protect her from here, but I don't know what we can do. They laid waste to our town.
Maybe we ought to keep her with us.
So we should take her to the guys that want her? Is what you're saying?
No, how would you plan on finding the guys who want her?
Well, if they went back towards the salt flats where we left that shell thingy, let's go down there and start there.
Is that what they did?
Hmm?
Is that what they did?
What's that?
Went back to the salt flats towards the shell thingy.
Yeah, they came from the same general direction as the original group. Yeah.
They probably came up in a different shell.
I say we keep Dolores with us anyway.
I just don't think that the town's going to be able to protect her if they come back.
We will do our best. I will put my life on the line, the mayor says to you.
And there's no need for that unless it's necessary.
Yeah, and there's very little life left in you to be putting any life on the line. You're in pretty bad shape, sir.
Take her with us.
We can put her back in her hidey hole. She was safe there for a long time.
Man, we can't go cramming a little girl down in a hole in the ground.
Well, that's where Olin found her.
No, that's where she was playing with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was my home.
There you go.
She pipes up.
I liked it. It was cozy.
She could stay with Jinx, maybe. But that would put my love interest in harm's way, and I don't know how I feel about that.
I think she's already in harm's way.
What about these centipede creatures you talked about? Would they help?
Yeah, they weren't very helpful when we were there.
Were they dangerous?
No.
They would defend themselves if put upon, but they didn't seem dangerous.
No, we've never seen hide nor hair of them, so...
Not surprising. It was a passageway to the passageway of doors that's down that hall. Not the doors themselves.
You'll have to show me this thing.
Yeah. Numenera is strange that way.
It's the strange times we live in.
Well, from player-wise,
uh-huh.
Don't you need a key to get back through that door?
Not through that door. You needed it to come this direction from the hall to the island. You needed the key. To get into it, you didn't need the key.
Right, but we went through a door. When we left the island, we went through a door at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That's where we met the centipedes. We needed a key to get through that door.
To get back through the door, yes.
So if we take the mayor down there without the key, or he goes down there by himself, he ain't coming back.
If he goes through the wall,
yeah.
He won't come back.
Yes. That is a good assumption.
Directly.
Yeah.
10 years later.
Okay, so I'm
home.
Maybe we should warn the mayor of that.
Yes, we should. And do.
Okay. And he's what?
Numenera.
Okay. You know, this is why we live out here. We tried to get away from all this. We wanted to lead a simple, quiet life.
Yeah, and you're
about
You're about a half mile from the hub of weirdness.
Actually, it's probably farther than that. That's just a doorway to it.
Two generations we've been quiet.
Okay, so take her with us, leave her here, hide her.
I think taking her with us is a bad idea.
Why you say that?
Well, she's the prize, right? You want to carry the prize into the enemy's camp?
Well, if we die, it won't matter to us anymore, will it?
It'll matter to this little girl.
I won't be around to see it.
Well, if you all die, she'll die anyways, or be taken anyways. She'll be taken quicker if she goes with you.
No, I'm sure Ian's thoughts would be more long if we take her with us and fail, then they won't come kill his love, who he'll be dead.
Yeah, Ian. You going to bring that up?
I'm going to leave my personal life out of this.
If we go hide her in her hidey hole, they'll probably just come back and destroy the village anyway.
Right. And depending upon who we leave her with, you know, we're going to tear your house up if you don't give us the girl. Well, I've got the girl here. We can't really trust.
Yeah, but while we're gone, if the town gets a little rambunctious because they know that the girl's here, do you think the town's going to be that nice?
That's what I'm saying. I think that somebody we run the risk of someone in the town giving her up to keep peace in the town.
The mayor tells you. The mayor says, I will put her under my personal protection. And then he sits down real quick.
Hmm.
Hold on a second. Let me catch my breath.
Okay. What does Dolores want to do?
I don't want to go back. And the closer I get to them, the closer I am to having to go back.
Then stay here.
Will you be okay?
I either will or I won't.
That's just simple logic.
That's so zen.
I cannot say what the future holds. All that I know is I will do my best to return.
Promise?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We'll keep him safe, Pee-wee.
And the mayor tells you, says, look, I'll be honest, I don't think there's anything we can do to protect her other than leave. And if we have not heard from you in 4 days, we will make plans to disperse the village.
Actually, is he well enough to walk for a while?
Short bits, yeah, but not...
Take him down and show him the cave?
No, he would not be able to make that trip. The stairs down would be bad for him. What's that?
Why don't we just let her stay in the crab?
I've got some bandages, Mayor. I could probably help you with that.
Dinks already did that.
Did she?
Yeah.
Has he been healed?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Now, we still have the key, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the Dolores has the key. You gave it to her.
All right.
No, I think she took it.
The key of the doors.
Yeah.
So the village could go through the doors and come back.
I could lead them?
Exactly.
We might be safe down there.
If need comes, then you can escape into the room of doors.
We'll do that.
Why don't we go talk to the centipede people and see if they're cool with watching the whole village for a few days first before we
invade. There's no reason to do it. There's no reason to put a strain on anyone until we're closer to the 7-day deadline.
Well, Doug, Doug, are you meaning just the group, or are you meaning take the mayor with you?
Well, I was thinking the group should go talk to the centipede people and arrange this so the village can just go there now. Why wait?
Because that would put a undue strain on someone's resources. I didn't see any fields or houses in that cavern of doors.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, with a cavern of doors, you never know which one's going to open. And what's going to come out? I mean, granted, I'd rather wait until like the 6th day and let the people go in there just to hide out for a couple of days while the town's destroyed and then come back.
Ovis has a point, the mayor says to him. We don't intend to be a burden on anybody.
Well, since the mayor's jacked up, do you have someone you can trust that we can take and show where this cave is?
Absolutely.
Well, let's take somebody and show him where the cave is so he can get everyone back.
He calls Jinx over, tells her, Jinx, I need you to go with these fine gentlemen, and they're going to show you something.
Bring a sandwich. Let's go.
She goes with you guys.
Wait. Bring 5 sandwiches. Let's go.
6. Dolores will be with us.
Oh, bring 6. Yeah.
Dolores goes and grabs sandwiches for everybody. She wants to be helpful.
I like being helpful.
Okay. We'll lead her onwards.
Okay. You make it back over to the strange stone formation that looks, you know, like just a jumble of stones.
So how long does it take walking to get from the village to this entrance?
15 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes, maybe?
How long would it take to cross the island?
I haven't ever mapped it out, so it takes as long as the GM needs it to take.
Okay.
Along the 15 minutes, I'm doing my best to...
Chat up, Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming we're going at a very casual pace.
Yes, you're going at a very casual pace. So it might be 30 minutes and take you a 30-minute walk.
Well, I'm just wondering about how far it is.
As far as it needs to be.
Right.
Don't worry so much about distances.
I'm just... Well, it's important.
I'm just trying to get the scale.
I have never mapped it out. I'm not going to try and map it out to that degree.
That's fine.
So what you guys just... Tell me what you want to do, and we can go from there.
It helps
there.
With the immersion to have some sort of idea of how far it is. Even if you're making up the number one we asked.
57 dectares and 31 wants. God, it just makes stuff.
Wow, is that a bird in the room?
This bird
Bill,
for you.
Put that bird back in your pocket.
I think Bill just said you're number one.
I'm number one. Okay, we get there. We explain to her.
It's always the quiet ones.
We tell
hold
her.
Hold on. Honestly, though.
It really doesn't matter.
My problem is I've never mapped it out.
That's fine.
So for me, it really doesn't, it doesn't mean anything. It takes as long as you all really want it to take. And if there's something you all really want to do, which is why when the previous time when Doug was trying to, you know, plot the place in his head so he could cut across the island and trying to grab somebody ahead of time, it didn't really need, it wasn't necessary. And I didn't want you all to, Numenera is a little weird in that it's so D20 and yet has a story aspect to it.
Barely has a story aspect.
Barely, but it does. And so the D20 thing, I think, is weighing on my head a bit. And I understand I'm trying to get it out of my head. And I don't want it to weigh on your all's head. So I don't want you to get in the idea, okay, well, we can walk so far in such and such a time and all this stuff. And,
oh, no. I'm coming from it. My part in that little conversation was based on reality. I know that I, at a brisk walk, can walk about a mile in 15 minutes.
Okay.
So that's where I was coming from. It wasn't from a mechanical game term aspect. It was from a real, okay, I know what I can do in reality. What does this mean? That's where I was coming from.
Okay.
I was not doing a mechanical
so
aspect.
So I'm in my head, a leisurely stroll, a little less than half a mile then, if you're walking, and you're not walking on a sidewalk. I mean, you're cutting across fields and
right,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Well, and,
paths
yes,
and fields
yeah.
and blah, blah, blah.
And this was, yeah. I understand. Okay. I was just diving deep in the immersion of it and trying to get a frame of reference for my own personality.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was just trying to figure out why in two generations they've never found it.
Well, maybe he doesn't know that anyone's found it. That doesn't mean
yeah.
kids probably been playing with it for two generations.
Could be some missing.
I mean, he might have been the one that got left behind when the kids went off to play, and so he stayed home learning the
maybe
business of Meridum.
Right.
And farming.
I don't know.
Maybe he was a good boy.
Exactly.
And did what he was told.
Nah.
Don't go playing in caves. Yes, Mommy. I'm going to be mayor someday.
There's nothing nefarious, if that's what you're thinking, Doug.
Of course there is, but no.
No, there's, you know. If I went to my parents and said, man, do y'all know about Death Tunnel? And it has nothing to do with Waverly Hills. It was just a drainage ditch over by Angela Maurice High School that we as kids played in. We called it Death Tunnel because it was just dark. Because you get 5 feet in, and it goes around a corner, it's completely dark. That's all it was. My parents wouldn't have any idea what the hell that was. Anyways, so... You're walking along, you come to it, you come to the stones, and it is, it looks just like stones, jumble of stones, until you get right into the right spot and look down and you can see the hole.
Okay.
Which is why it hasn't been found.
Yeah.
So this is the cave. Do we want to take her down into it?
Yeah, show her how it goes so people will know. I mean, Dolores has the key we can go through, we can come back.
Sure.
Should we go down the stairs?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll leave Loverboy and the girlfriend in the back.
Stick close, dude. It could get dangerous.
She sticks close, and halfway down, she screams in your ear.
Mm. Oh, don't worry about the bodies.
Dead bodies laying on the stairs.
These were very bad frogs.
And they're starting to smell like rotting fish.
Very bad.
Well, if you all want to continue, I'll take the bodies back and forth and throw them outside a good distance away.
Split the party. Split the party.
How many? There's four.
Yeah, there's frogs. Four frogs down here. Yeah. Yeah, this is where you almost died.
We'll just get them on the way out.
You get all the way down to the bottom. The strange, flat black space on the wall is still there.
Okay.
Now this is the dangerous part because if someone goes through there without the key, there's no way that they can come directly back.
How do you use the key?
Dolores?
I can do it.
Well, they're talking.
Yeah, so don't lose Dolores either.
I'll push through.
Okay, yeah. You walk straight at it just like before and right through.
9 3/4, baby.
Now does just Jinx scream again?
Hmm?
Does Jinx scream again?
No, she's like, walks into wow. She's impressed. It's kind of cool.
Well, a little more reaction than I thought, because I figured she'd be like, I'm not going through that.
Where'd he go? She's kind of cool. Jinx is an adventurous young lady.
That's why I like her. That's why I like her.
So who's next?
I'll go next.
You go in next. Dolores follows right after you.
I go through.
And Jinx right ahead of you.
Yep.
Ian. Okay. You guys are all on the other side. It is the weird, strange cavern that you saw before with the flat spaces all over. You do not see any of the,
centipede people.
Any centipede people.
Centipede people.
They may have just been passing through.
That could be.
Okay. So we don't know where any of these doors go to. We only know where one of them goes to. Yeah. Don't go through any of them.
Looking around, do we see enough room close to this door?
Oh, yeah, somewhere. We had to walk a ways to get to where we were.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if we bring 100 people down here, is there enough room?
There's enough room, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's enough room for everybody. It's a large cavern structure. It's kind of weird in that there every now and then you see crystal veins in the walls that seem to be bringing light in.
Go back.
There's a floating robot around here, too. He's okay. You don't have to shoot at him.
Don't shoot at him.
Yeah, it's spherical.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Apparently it's very sensitive.
Now, would you like it if you were shot at?
No, not really.
I don't think he was even that close to hitting it.
Look! Okay, yeah, there's plenty of room down here. You show Jinx everything about the place that you guys know, and Dolores says,
I can take us home anytime you want.
All right, let's go.
Okay, back to town. We each grab a frog body, take it outside.
Drag it away from the path.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll drag them around the rocks so that when the villagers come by, they don't necessarily have to see them.
Sure. And yeah, you can fix up something.
Yeah, drag them downwind.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. And we'll take care of it, no problem.
We'll walk the girls back to town.
Yep.
And then we'll head down to the coast to look where we left the sphere.
You get down to the coast, you find the hole that was originally there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is starting to crust over again. It hasn't filled in, but you can see where it was and it's starting to crust over. The same for two new holes. Although
where they came from.
It's really light crust at that point. And the other thing is that these holes look smaller than the original one.
Can we see if all 11 came from one of the holes?
It looks like there was a mix, 5 in one, 6 in the other. You can see the footprints, which is interesting because they are a bit heavier than what a normal human would make.
Well, yeah, they're 10 foot tall. You saw the video.
What else do you want to know?
No shell?
No shell. No, the hole is there, and it's beginning to crust over.
Ours is parked a little bit away.
You look over to where you parked it. You can't make out the shell. It looks like there's a dome there.
Well, this deserves exploration.
Okay.
Well, let's go look.
You get closer, and you see what looks like a salt dome where you left your shell.
2 days?
Not even. And when you say salt dome, what does that mean?
It looks like a dome of salt rising up from the salt flats.
Is the dome the same basic size as the sphere, or is it bigger?
Yep. It's about the same basic size as the sphere.
Does this look like a natural structure? Or
looks like the rest of the salt flats.
Maybe it's some property of the sphere to protect itself.
Or some property of your promise with the machine.
Maybe this is how it decided not to let the door be open. I don't know. Maybe.
Why don't you ask it?
I don't think they actually have conversations.
Depends. He does. He talks to them.
I talk to machines. I don't know.
I got the impression he told them what to do and they said yes, they would. No, they wouldn't.
Unless they're intelligent.
Yeah, unless they're intelligent.
How thick is this dome around them?
You go over there and you touch it?
Yeah, I'll go up to it.
Yeah, you go up there and touch it. It's just, there's a half inch thick salt crusting over the shell.
Weird.
Okay. So we can still see the sphere inside.
No, you can't. I mean, it's completely encased. You'd have to go up there and poke it.
I'm poking it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the salt flakes right off. You can see the shell underneath.
Still here.
Okay, so we still have the same basic problem. They took their spheres and went back to wherever they came from. We have a sphere with no idea how to control it.
And yet you do know that you can control it with a little effort.
Mm-hmm.
No one's tried to make that effort yet.
Well, I guess let's go back in the sphere and try to figure out how to pilot this thing.
Not this again. Okay. I'll take my quarterstaff, clear the salt away from the door and the control panel that operates the door.
Okay.
Just kind of dig it, dig out.
Sure. Clear off the door and...
I'll ask the door to open.
Door opens.
After you.
Go in. And after we're all in, I'll ask the door to close.
Okay. Good idea.
Yeah. It's kind of important.
The one thing you do notice is that where before you'd had
Loris and Jinx are still with us, right?
No, we dropped off in the village. Yeah. One thing you do notice is that when you had your incident before, water had gotten into the shell, and there was a layer of water, maybe 2 inches deep within the shell. It's no longer there.
Bilge pump works.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also good to know.
Pumped it out.
Okay. Rather than fill around with a whole bunch of roles, who wants to be primary driver of this thing?
Doug does because he talks to machines.
Okay, sure.
Would seem appropriate.
Who can help him?
Jason, because he's half machine.
And? Anybody else want to try to help him?
Well, what is it?
To figure that what I'm going to kind of shorthand here is a simple role indicating that you guys have been working on this thing for a while.
Oh, yeah, I know a way you could fudge it. I didn't pick a skill to learn for the day.
Sure. Would you like to help?
Yeah, I'll pick.
Is it Numenera?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, it's the shell, the sphere, and various other components make this thing an artifact. They are a mixture as far as skills go, it's
about Numenera.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just that, I mean, you can figure this out after y'all poke and prod for a while that in the book, it talks about being able to manufacture your own ciphers from bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
This is almost as if someone has cobbled together an artifact.
Okay.
They've taken bits of Numenera from here and there and other places, put them together.
So how do you stand on that, Doug? Skill-wise, are you trained? Are you
I'm trained in Numenera, and I got the book.
And it is also a machine. It is not just Numenera, but it is a machine also.
What I'm going at is: he trained or is he skilled? Because if he's skilled, then none of us are going to be able to help him at all.
No, I'm just trained at this point.
In that case, all of us can help him.
Okay.
If it's considered electrical machinery, then all tasks involving electrical machinery, I'm also trained in.
Once you start getting in, playing around and digging with it, you can find out. It's not anything you could have rushed in and figured out right away. You have to sit in here and do some time. I mean, a half a day is going to go by.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to go. Exactly.
I think for my skill for the day, I'm going to choose ocean topography.
Ooh.
Or interesting.
Navigation. So that means you're not going to help with him learning how to get it.
No, I'm going to help navigate.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
I will say he can help.
Okay.
Because it's going to allow you guys to figure out, okay, this is how the thing moves along through the ocean. I'm going to say I'll give him that. I'll give him that as well. I think it's kind of a work with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we at? Doug's going to make a roll.
Okay, let's make that roll.
And
well, we're giving you plus three total, so we count as a shift.
Yep, right. One step, yeah.
And I'm trained in Numenera, and I have a book on Numenera, and their help. So that's three shifts.
Three steps.
Yes. And how many XP do you have to burn?
All of them.
One? None?
None.
Well, everyone can chip in.
Sure, I'll spend some effort.
That would be four.
That's a fine idea.
They'd be four shifts, right?
So my edge takes off one of the costs of the effort, right?
Yes.
So effort costs me two?
Yes.
If you're pulling it from the...
Intellect?
Intellect, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that'll make it four shifts.
Okay.
And 10.
Another shift and you would just have known. You can figure this thing out. You know which buttons to push. In fact, one of the facets on the gem, you figure out, in sequence with the several others, you suddenly know what's entirely around you in the shell.
Okay.
Okay. It's as if you have 360 degree vision in the shell. Okay. So you guys have been spending about 12 hours down here. It is now 12 p.m., 2 hours shy of midnight, thereabouts.
Okay.
Bill, Olean hears,
are you boys finished playing with that thing yet?
I think yes.
Good. You all need to come back and rest.
Let's go back to the village and rest.
We just got it moving.
Exactly.
Don't you want to take it for a spin? See what it'll do? Open it up?
Well, there'll be plenty of time for that when we go kill the things that we need to kill.
But we haven't found the guns yet. There's got to be guns. There's always guns.
At least can we drive it back to the edge of town?
Closer?
Yeah.
Yes, practice run. Yeah, I like the way things. We'll take it out for practice run.
Sure.
I like my seatbelt.
There were no seatbelts. We looked, remember?
Yeah.
Have you determined whether it will go in the air or just underwater?
Only in the water.
I can make it go in the air for a very short amount of time.
That's good to know.
Yes.
In playing around, you know that it's very difficult for this thing to, it can't really power through the salt. I mean, you have to actually take it down and bring it up. It'll crush through the top, but that's part of the shell. Helping you at that point, too.
Okay.
But that'll also put it on a resting surface, so we don't have to worry about it sinking again.
Right. I'll come up in one of the holes they made before.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
He says it like we shouldn't do
that. I know. That's the best part.
Nah, that's fine. That's fine. Y'all do that. When you come out, you see that a few of the people on the shore are freaked out until they see you.
Okay. Hey, watch my ride. I'll be back.
Everyone remember where we parked.
Tell the door.
Yeah, I get out my key fob and go, meep, meep.
You tell the door to lock it up?
I tell the door to lock it up till I come
back.
Okay.
Go back into town?
Yeah.
Okay. Go back into town. There's some food prepared. The mayor is there. What do y'all have planned?
Well, Dolores is the one who brought us back here.
Do we know that?
This isn't meta talk, but you should probably go talk to her.
Wow. She'll just dial 1-800 in his brain.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, we found a way to follow them. We know kind of where they went.
We're going to go destroy the ones who have threatened your peaceful village.
I can tell you where they came from.
You hear from, you know, about your knee height. She's a little thing. Dolores.
Okay.
Yeah. She's hanging around with the mayor and Jinx. Okay.
So, Dolores, where did they, you said you can tell us where they came from?
I can show you.
Oh, that's probably not good. How about you?
Ready?
Just tell us?
Could you draw some map?
Oh, picture time. Okay. Picture time.
She shows you. She looks right at Doug's. Right, a Grom, right in the eyes. Give me a intelligence roll.
Well, a roll is a roll.
Yeah.
Unless you spend stuff.
Yeah.
15.
Okay. Yeah. You start to get a little bit of a headache and start to pass out, but you're like, whoa.
So it's like bad 3D television.
Actually, it's like the best 3D television you've ever seen, but it took some time to get used to. Okay. Mm-hmm. You think that now you can get back on the ship and you can drive right to where you need to be.
Sweet. How far away is it?
It's a couple of 3 hours.
Okay.
Depending on the currents. And it's far down.
Deep.
Deep.
All right, listen. No one can eat sauerkraut or beans tonight under any circumstances.
Right.
And bring your own jar.
No farting in the ship.
We're not going to a town or something silly, are we?
And what did I say?
You see what looks like a metallic cave, almost, because it's just been smashed so much. It's a place where these kind of ships can park. You can get out and you can walk down into it. It's not really a town, but there are more than one of the creatures there.
Some kind of biodome on the ocean floor.
So we're going to go down there, cause a great bar fight in the interdimensional pocket of who knows what.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's the plan. Yeah.
I'm game.
Okay.
So you're going to go kick the bullies right in the Johnson.
Try.
Okay. Okay. Now, thanks to the holidays, I am splitting this recording into two. This was the setup. Next week, the guys take the fight to the baddies. The next episode will drop in the new year, so have a safe holiday. And once again, happy birthday, Mike. Now send us your email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Voicemail goes to 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is www.facebook.com/rusackgamers. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Numenera is copyright 2013, Monty Cook Games, LLC.